The local NAACP president says he's not stepping down amid calls for his resignation. Testimony and emails presented in a recent federal bribery trial showed Hezekiah Jackson, through his contacts, worked to convince North Birmingham residents not to have their soil tested for contamination. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Hezekiah Jackson has been president of the Metro NAACP over 10 years, and he says that's not going to change.
No, I have no intention to resign at any time.
Jackson's name and several emails came up during a recent federal trial that saw a coal company executive and a powerful lawyer convicted of bribery and fraud. Activists say Jackson helped convince residents not to get their soil tested for a proposed expansion of an Environmental Protection Agency cleanup. Former State Representative Oliver Robinson's foundation helped run that campaign, and he has pleaded guilty to bribery, conspiracy, fraud, and tax evasion. Jackson exchanged emails with Robinson's daughter, Amanda, about meeting with church and community leaders, according to court testimony. Jackson denies any wrongdoing, saying he wasn't aware of Robinson's conspiracy to influence the community or the connection to a local lawyer.
I never knew anything about his involvement with Balch and Bingham. The only thing I knew about was this was supposed to be some kind of introductory program with Amanda to help her to learn her way through the community. That's what I thought it was.
Ladarius Hilliard, leader of a loosely formed group called the Justice League, says Jackson is doing a disservice.
If he played a role as the president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, going out to any of those Superfund sites and told anyone not to get their soil tested, he needs to resign because that is a moral and an ethical issue.
Hilliard says activists will take their call for Jackson's resignation to the NAACP's national office. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.